Live in the Quicken Loan Studios, I'm Jim Rome. Quicken Loans apply simply, understand fully, and mortgage confidently. Into our third hour, coming up at 40 past, Oakland Raiders quarterback Derek Carr. And I'm getting reaction to left. If you missed the end of hour number two, and my profile of the day, Mike Nindy, is coming up momentarily. If you missed the end of that second hour, the middle of the hour and the end of the hour, left from Laguna Beach came in. He's the two-time defending champ and said, I'm not going to RSVP. Somebody will do that for me. Look for it. And then I had not seen it, but he got video to Alvin DeLauro and the guys back in New York. And there were two bits of video. Look for it on our Facebook page. First one was an RSVP from a horse that we own in a group named Straight Fire. He retired. We're trying to make him a stallion. We're trying to breed to this horse here in California. I have not seen this horse in a long time. Left somehow got video from a farm that I have never stepped foot on of this horse. He did that. Kind of blew me away. I'll give you that. But then he also found a way to get to Arthur Fonzarelli, Henry Winkler. And Henry Winkler RSVP'd for Left. So the reaction is right down the middle. Predictably. Half of you love this guy. Half of you want to fight this guy. Right down the middle. Dear Jim, well, guess you better give Left his third Smack-Off crown. Otherwise, you will end up waking up with Straight Fire's head in your bed. Sincerely, Don Corleone. Chad in Spokane. Wore the Roger Penske organization. Who, you mean this old guy back in the day?
Yes, I'm a spokesman for the Roger Penske organization. And we plan on getting thousands and thousands of signatures against Jim Rome if he doesn't stop his lying and his talking about NASCAR and calling the NASCAR drivers different names that are not the names of the drivers. And if we have to, we're going to go all the way on this situation. Thank you.
I bet that guy's been dead like 15 years. That's a voicemail message I got way back in the day when I used to quote clown NASCAR and all the drivers. This email says, Rome, been a clone for 22 years. Left's RSVP is one of the best things ever on the show. Jim in Green Bay, as mentioned, half of you love it. Half of you want to fight him. On Twitter, Zoner25 tweets, Jim, you better change the locks on your house tonight or Left might be eating dinner with the fam. Hey, listen, if this dude can get to Fonzie and this dude can get to a horse that I haven't seen in a couple of years, maybe. Tommy tweets, Jim, Henry Winkler is my hero. Left in Laguna is a gimmicky little bitch, but Mr. Winkler is the best. I could see where that might be your point of view. Fonz is the best. I mean, not the best guy in Hollywood, the best guy in Los Angeles. Not the best guy in Los Angeles, the best guy in America. Henry Winkler is the best guy ever. He is such a nice guy. Anybody who knows him, anybody who's worked with him, anybody who's had any contact with him, thinks that he is just the nicest person ever. And the fact that he again shows up in the jungle, understand that prior to when he came on off that bit, it's kind of convoluted. It'd be hard for me to lay out. I never had any connection to him. I don't know somebody who knows somebody who knows him. I had no connection to him. And now we have this connection to him on the program. He is just the best guy. He even lets Left roll up on him. Tweezerfest tweets, Rome, so much for asking the Smack-Off participants not to overproduce their takes. Left really is a gimmicky little bitch.
Hey, Left, you're a gimmicky little bitch.
Wore the B-I-C. Again, right down the middle. Right down the middle. The most polarizing guy ever. Love him or hate him, nobody's in between. All right, so look for that on Facebook. If you want to see the video element, look for it on Facebook. He interviewed our horse. He interviewed Fonzie. Time now for a profile. Again, I had no idea what to expect. If I had no idea what to expect on Wednesday prior to the Smack-Off, I really have no idea what to expect the day of the Smack-Off. But I know this. Deuces up. Only 2 days left until that Smack-Off. 2 days until the guy who just heard left tries to make it a three-peat. Or he vacates that throne and somebody else is crowned the King of Smack for a year. I wish that damn thing would go down right now, especially based on the day we're having. But I can't wait to find out what's going to happen this time. It's the rare time of year where I know as much as you know. I had not seen that video. I did not know what Leff had. So I know about as much as you know, and that's what makes it appointment listening. Anything and everything can happen and always does. Of the questions, all the questions, heading into Friday, is there any bigger one, though, than this? Where is Mikey? Where is Mike in Indy? Where is the 2014 champ? Where is the DLC, De La Creme? It's been 355 days since I heard from Mike. 355 days since his last call to the program. 355 days since his third consecutive runner-up finish in the Smack-Off. And to say that there has not been a void and that something's been missing, and that'd be a lie, because there has. You know, you can call him a bitter bridesmaid. You can call him an all-time great. You can call him a baby. I've never had any issue with what Mike has said or done. Call him a baby, I think the guy's a beast. You can call him a chump, I'll call him the champ. He's won before. Listen, you think that I'm going to throw dirt on one of the best contributors this show has ever had? One of the best callers to any radio show there's ever been? Please. Just because I don't know where this guy is does not mean that I do not have a sound bank of reminders of how good he is or how good he used to be. If you think I hold this guy in a certain regard, hell, Hawk practically strokes out every time Mike calls.
I know I'm kind of a big deal, but I'm going to need Hawk to sign a waiver if you let him pick me up on the phone again. We all know he has poor cardio, and I could hear his heart pounding through the phone. His heart was pounding harder than Dustin Johnson before a drug test.
That's a theme for Mike. Smashing Hawk for melting down like some sort of fanboy every time he picks Mike up. And Mike's not wrong. I saw it myself right through the glass. But this dude cracks everybody. This dude will crack anybody and everybody. Like that time back in 2017 when Jeff from Middletown called from his landscaping job for the first time in 7 years so he could take a run at him.
I called back when it was the jungle, baby. And then I hear this guy, and he sounds like the girl from American Pie with the upper voice inflection talk about a bum from Indianapolis. Now, I called him Mark because he was a Mark to me. Rome, you allowing him to turn the jungle into the petting zoo. And I'm trying to be calm, Rome, because I'm out here enjoying this beautiful weather, my landscaping business, making this money, blowing a hippie lettuce, relaxing. And then dude just take me out my zone with that weakness. I'm HIV, bruh, and you Earl. I'll end your career, homie.
That's horrible. I'm HIV and you're Irv and I'll end your career, homie. I'd forgotten that. I'd forgotten how horrible that was. I mean, do I even have to say that that's just also something you don't do? I'm HIV and you're Irv. Did somebody ever utter that on this show? I'm HIV and you're Irv and I'll end your career, homie. Well, it turns out Jeff did not end Mike's career because Mike was on the horn during that very same program with this response.
Obviously, I got to come at Jerry in Ohio, who might have lost his damn mind. Don't roll up in here with some kitty cat takes, then call the jungle a petting zoo. Jerry, if you want to come correct, you can start by picking up all those names you just dropped. Nobody cares who you met in an autograph line. I'm glad to hear your landscaping business is going well, though, because that's the only bullshit you've seen since you last called 7 years ago.
That's not a good call. No. You don't like that call.
I don't like that call. Not a very good call.
Rather astonishing exchange. This guy. That's the very last bleep you've seen since you last called 7 years ago. Anyway, Mikey DLC gets run, but it didn't matter. The damage to, quote, Jerry Jeff was done. Mike flexed his uncanny ability for the quick response. And he put that on display again last year. during a smack-off call when he torched four different guys in about 50 seconds flat.
Hey, I know Hawk has a man crush on me, and I want to keep this thing fair and square, so I need Hawk to recuse himself from voting for me. Hell, he probably already turned in his vote for me. Don't count it. Last name ever, first name gimmickiest, a.k.a. Leffen Laguna. Someone send out an Amber Alert for the smack in that call. It's still called the smack-off, not the heartwarming moment-off. This will be the true test of whether a gimmick alone is all you need. Mark in Boston's call left us with more questions than answers, like was that a seventh-place call or an eighth-place call? Still waiting to hear from the most pathetic man in the jungle, Stevie Carbone. Carbone realized he wanted to be a reality spoiler when he told some little kid Santa Claus didn't exist. And when he saw the disappointment on that kid's face, Stevie thought, damn, that felt good.
So after that clinic, Mike then turned his attention to a rivalry that has been going on now for the better part of a decade, DLC versus VIC.
And Rome, I know Vic isn't calling somebody else horny. The only difference between Vic and Jim McElwain is access to a shark. I smacked Vic so hard a couple weeks back, he got put in the concussion protocol. The committee observed that Vic tended to be a regular in all the places you don't want to be a regular. The check cashing store, the neighborhood whorehouse, fifth place in the smack-off. So they ordered a scan of Vic's brain, and in his brain scan, they saw an image of me waving at the camera. I've been in Vic's head so long, the state of California tried to charge me property taxes.
So if you thought the game recognized his game and that Mike had respect for the champ, that's also something that you do not want to get twisted. He does not. He simply does not.
Sometimes I get goosebumps thinking about how great I am. After Left One last year, someone asked him how it felt to be the greatest smack talker in the jungle, and he said, I don't know. Ask Mike and Indy.
I'm telling you, Mike, Mikey DLC, Mike is the GOAT. Mike is the greatest ever. Just ask him. Listen, I hear that. I hear those exchanges, I hear some of that lava, some of the heat, and I'm wondering, like a lot of other people, where the hell is he? Where is the so-called greatest ever? Mike has been in 9 straight smack-offs. This would make 10 in a row. Could this guy possibly miss his voyage into double digits? Where is Mike? What is he doing? Especially after that left RSVP from Fonzie. Is Mike coming in or not? I mean, I'm not going to sit here and pose the question, is it a smack-off without Mike? Because it is. The show will go on, but I'm going to say it for the record. It's not going to be as good. It'll be great. It'll be dominant. It'll be as good a radio show as you'll ever hear. But it's even better if this guy shows up, and especially if he shows out, and I haven't heard from him in 355 days. Is Mike going to be there on Friday or not? I don't know. I'd like to know. We may not find out till then. He better don't. He better don't. Mike, where the hell are you? I said, where the hell is Mike and where the hell is Vic? Vic showed up. Vic's been coming in. Vic sounds like he's got the same game that he had when he won this thing back in 2010. Where is Mike? I don't know the answer to that, but I'd love to. 2 days until we all find out whether or not Mike shows up. Where is Mike in Indy? All right, your thoughts. There's your profile for today. There's your profile. You've heard from the two-time defending champ. Phone lines are open. Open segment next. Derek Carr after that. Where's Mikey? You better don't. Before you hit the road for any vacation this summer, make sure you check in first with GNC. GNC, the only place where I go for energy products, sports nutrition, and vitamins. GNC has the highest quality solutions and supplements in the industry. GNC brand products pass up to 150 quality checks. And you can be sure that you're getting the very best prices with GNC's price match guarantee. GNC does not just match prices, they will beat them by a buck. Or try something new. If it's not right for you, simply return it for a full refund. This summer, live well with GNC. Exclusions do apply. See an associate or go to GNC.com for details. GNC.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
Barbasol razors. Yeah, I said it. Barbasol is finally making razors. No brainer. Check out the new Barbasol Ultra 6 Plus. Six ultra thin blades. Save on the Ultra 6 Plus at barbasol.com. As I've mentioned, the Smack Off is coming up on Friday, brought to you by Lumber Liquidators. Not only have they been a stellar sponsor of the program, I know they're saving you clones a lot of money on the best selection of hardwood flooring anywhere. Time to upgrade your floors. Stop into your neighborhood Lumber Liquidators today. Derek Carr is coming up in about 15 minutes from right now. And the big topic has been the Smack Off itself. I did my profile on Mike in Indy. Where is Mike? Is Mike going to come in or not on Friday? Is he going to be here? Is he going to take a shot at the two-time defending champ, Lef? Is Lef going to make it three in a row? Lef cannot rush the studio. There's a new rule preventing it, but he's gimmicking it up. He got Fonzie to RSVP for him. He got our horse, Straight Fire, to RSVP for him. The videos were up on CBS Sports Network, and they'll be on my Facebook page. Lef. Lef still doing Lef things. Let's go to the phones. We go to Oakland. Hey, listen, if you're on hold, be ready. I want to roll telephone calls this segment. In Oakland, Deech. Deech, what's up? Good to have you on.
Romy. Hey, Romy, just giving everybody a reminder. Up here in Oakland, we've got the watch party kicking off at Fort Greene. Doors open at 8:30 a.m. Everything's shaping up really nicely. I got connected with the Golden Baked Warrior, some kind of clone wrangler or clone whisperer. He's put together some nice RSVPs. He sent me a text the other day, Romy. He says, I believe Mark in the 925, Shay in the Bay, Marty, Parody Larry, Kelly in Fairfax. Romy, I did it. My eyes jumped out of my head. I did a double take. I said, Marty, Romy's soul brother, Marty? And he texted back, oh, yeah, dude, we party all the time. Romy, if you would have told me 10 years ago that, one, I'd be watching the Smack Off, two, at my own bar, three, partying with Marty, I would have called you a liar, Romy, a liar and a felon. So, Romy, it's all taking shape, super nice. We couldn't be more pumped. Everyone's welcome. The callers, come on out, left, ride Straight Fire on up here, dude. Jump in the bar. Make the call from here. Listeners, everyone's welcome. Romy, one last thing. You talk about the Bryce Harper Symphony. We got our own little symphony up here. It's called the Fort Greene Fernet Symphony. So check it out. Listen close. Here we go. Romo! Yeah! Without the nicks and cuts of a blade.
Thanks, Deech. Gotcha. Good looking out. All right, so Deech has a bar, and it's Fort Greene. He's going to host a watch party on Friday at Fort Greene and said that Parody Larry's going to be there, Marty's going to be there, Shay from the Bay is going to be there. And he just said it. If you had said to me 10 years ago I'd be watching the Smack Off, much less hosting it, a watch party in my bar, I never would have thought so. Deech, fact.
You're a liar.
You Bay Area clones. Go there. Tweet your picks from there on Friday. At Phil in Dallas tweets, crashing the studio rule does not apply to celebrities. See you Friday. Signed, Billy Joel.
And he's talking with David, who's still in the Navy.
At Soul Surfer tweets, how can anyone say Lef is not creative? Always a step ahead. Nice early start, Lef. It's true. If that guy's doing that on Wednesday to RSVP, what's he going to do day of on Friday? Fast Eddie tweets, I rewatched Lef's call with the mute button on. Much better the second time. Beautiful horse. Oh, no, Ed. Dude, that horse is gorgeous. That horse is beautiful. That is, I could tell you stories about that horse and why we bought that horse, what we paid for that horse, what that horse did on the track. That horse is a specimen. We've never tried. There he is on CBS Sports Network. Oh, no, dude, my man is unbelievable. There was a moment in the paddock. The paddock is where the jockeys get up on the horse before the race. There was a moment in Del Mar where a horse was acting up behind him and Straight Fire backed up and blasted him with his back foot.
Straight Fire
and smashed him. Just kind of marking his territory. That's a beautiful animal, like a drop-dead beautiful horse.
Track me, I'm oat.
Track me, I'm oat. Mark the Nomad tweets, I'm trying to figure out what just happened on that RSVP on Straight Fire. But it doesn't make any sense. Regards, SJP.
It doesn't make any sense. It's happening, you guys. It's happening.
No, it made sense. He got access to my horse. A horse that even I haven't had access to. He got access to my horse. All right, we are efforting Derek Carr. That should be coming up in about 15 minutes from right now. 1-800-636-8686. Let's quickly go to Ryan in Austin. Ryan, thanks for the wait. Good to have you on. How are you?
Good, man. What's going on?
What's up?
Hey, just getting ready for my weekly Skins game out here in Austin, Texas. So, but that podcast last night was awesome, man. That Armin Katayan is absolutely brilliant. In his book that he wrote about Tiger, I know Hawk's a big fan of Tiger, and so am I. And that podcast, I sent it out to everyone I knew. My father got me hooked on your show back in 1993. I was 16 years old, and I'll never forget the first time I heard you. And then I've been in outside sales all my life here and following you all the time. And then to have that come back around and to have Armin last night on the podcast, just unbelievable. That was one of the best listens I've had in a long, long time. And got the book. Read it, but he put so much more into it. So, thanks a lot for that, Jim.
Hey, Ryan, that's amazing praise, Ryan. I really appreciate you, Ryan. Thank you so much. Thanks for being there for so long, and thanks for making that point. Armin Katayan is brilliant. That's the word I would use, too. He's brilliant. He is a brilliant investigative reporter, a brilliant author, best-selling author, and journo. Multiple Emmy Award-winning journalist and investigative reporter. And that podcast, which we dropped last night, is fascinating. He and Jeff Benedict have co-written a book called Tiger Woods. They spent 3 years on it. They did over 250 interviews for it. They literally have listened to and watched everything that Tiger has said in a public forum. It is fascinating. And I mean, I can go on and on about this. There's one thing about the book that's really interesting. There's always been speculation, allegations, innuendo. Did Tiger use PEDs? They had more information than anybody to date on whether or not that's the case. He and I got into that. So you want to make sure you listen to the Jim Rohn podcast. It's free. Just find it, subscribe to it, review it, and I think you'll be fascinated by that. It's an amazing listen. All right, I've got to get out. I've got Derek Carr coming up next. Oakland Raiders quarterback Derek Carr next. One last segment. Maybe time for a phone call or two on the back end. Take a shot. 1-800-636-8686. That's coming up next. One final segment. First up, though, here is a sports update. Few orders of business right now. The ATP is coming up. The Ask the Pros brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. You want to thank O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices, excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. ATP coming up momentarily. I do want to say we had that caller last segment who talked about Armin Katayan. You want to listen to it. The podcast, Jim Rohn Podcast, it dropped last night. It's all about Tiger Woods. It's a one-hour conversation about Tiger Woods, and we talk new media. Armin has won numerous Emmy Awards, great investigative reporter, and we did talk new media and where the business is going, and we talked Tiger Woods, and there's a lot in that you don't know about Woods. It's fascinating. Mike in Indy is on hold. He has not called the show in 355 days. DLC is on hold. Mike and Indy. So, I'm going to get to that momentarily. Derek Carr is going to call the program momentarily. Let's go to Mike right now. Derek Carr is going to join me in a minute. Mike in Indy, DLC. I did the profile. We've been wondering exactly where this guy is, what he's doing. We found him. Mike, what's going on, DLC?
Hey, I'm doing all right, Jim. How you doing?
Good, good. What's up? Where you been?
Yeah, man. I mean, last live call earlier, got to talk about that. This is an example of how bad this dude's stuff is without a gimmick. This dude puked in his mouth at least three times during that call and accidentally read one of his sentences twice. And those RSVP gimmick videos from left might be the dumbest thing I've ever seen. For something pre-recorded and scripted by his team of 30 writers, that's the best you could come up with? You greenlit that mess? Anyways, I'm somewhat humbled by the player profile package you put together for me earlier. Brought back some great memories and serves as a great reminder to everyone how great I am. It's silly season in the jungle with a lot of speculation leading up to this smack off as to who's teaming up with who for a tandem call. And yes, I've had about half the field contact me about doing a tandem call with them, not doing it. You said it yourself, Jim. The biggest topic, though, is whether I'm calling in, and I'd like to put an end to the speculation. I'm announcing my retirement from the jungle. I appreciate the platform you've given me, Jim. It wasn't a decision I took lightly. I have a tremendous amount of respect for you and your crew and the product you put out on a daily basis, and the Smack Off is the most unique event in all of radio history. As a fan of the Smack Off, I appreciate your rules change you made about studio storming. A threat to justice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere, and that's a just rule. Whether I was participating or not, that was important to me. Not many people get to go out on their terms in their prime. Many languish hanging on to past glory, like Charles Barkley with the Rockets, averaging 10-7, or Vic and NoCal racking up eighth places like he did last year. I'm the best there ever was and the best there ever will be, and I'm content with that. Today, I consider myself, the greatest, clone on the face of the earth. I do declare, I do declare. Now I'm done.
Mike in Indy hung up before I could ask him a question. Mikey, retired. Mike in Indy retired. Mike in Indy retired and is not going to participate on Friday. What's your reaction? Are you buying that? Do you accept that? Is he going out on his own terms? All right, we will pick that conversation up. Right now, we are joined. I want your thoughts on that. Hit me up on Twitter. We are joined by a quarterback for the Oakland Raiders. A three-time Pro Bowler, nearly 3,500 passing yards, 22 touchdowns last season. A team record, 103 touchdowns in his first four seasons. Earlier this year, in fact, he became the world record holder for fastest time to break open five pinatas. Fact, 36th pick overall in 2014 out of Fresno State. The Raiders open up against the Rams September 10th. Raiders quarterback Derek Carr joins us. Derek, it's great to have you back. How are you?
Oh, it's so good to be back, man. I'm doing good. How are you?
Derek, I'm great. It's great to hear your voice. You know, it's kind of amazing, but you're already entering your fifth season as the Oakland Raiders quarterback. Let me start right there because that is truly one of the iconic positions in all of sports. So when you step back for 1 minute, what's it mean to you to be the quarterback of the Oakland Raiders?
It is it's a blessing. And like you said, man, fifth year, that's crazy, right? How fast that went. We're just getting started. I feel like the first 4 years were fun and cool. I accomplished some dreams and things like that, but there's still some things on my list I'm trying to get to. So, and I feel like we're just scratching the surface. So, to do it with a franchise like the Raiders, I don't know if a little kid can ask for, you know, more growing up. You know, I think it's truly a blessing to be a part of something like that.
Raiders quarterback Derek Carr, my guest. I know you're looking ahead and you've got big expectations for this year. Derek, one quick look back at last year. I know it didn't go the way you would have liked, but as you look back on last season, what kind of thoughts do you have?
You know, it's a weird feeling, to, first of all, because we sat there and we had all this talent, everything was in place. We started out 2-0, putting 45 points on somebody, you know, and we feel like we're rolling. And then we hit a bump in the road and things start to change. And, I think with the expectations that we all had for each other in that building, and the things that we, thought we were going to do and things like that, I think that, we hit a hard patch, and we saw some of the worst sides of people during that time, which, can happen in sports. You know, it's tough. You know, things are hard. It's stressful. You know, it's one of those things that, it's not easy to go through hard times. But I'll say this, going through that, I've seen the highest of highs, and obviously I've seen the lowest of lows that it can get. With just being in the NFL for 5 years, there's nothing that we can go through now that, would affect me. You know, that's not, one game's not going to derail our season. You know, one thing's not going to change our whole mindset, and things like that. You know, I've learned that now. And, it's been hard, but at the same time, I wouldn't have traded last year for anything because honestly, we're right back where I want to be. I like when people doubt us. I like that side of things a little bit better.
Raiders quarterback Derek Carr joining us. Really candid response, Derek. You know, one of the changes that took place in the offseason, of course, the arrival of John Gruden. The two of you seemed to really hit it off back in the day when he was doing his quarterback camp series. What do you remember about that conversation? And then what's it been like working with him so far?
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, so back when I did the Gruden quarterback camp, I just remember us really hitting it off. And, one of the people that was working the event, working the show, came and told me, and as we were finishing up, like, hey, I think you're his favorite one that he's ever done, kind of like that. And I said, well, that's audio, that's cool, and he's like, no, man, you listen, you wanted to learn from him, all of those things, and I think you guys hit it off really well. I told him I think so too. And I remember us sitting there, and he's like, man, one day it'd be so cool to coach you. And, like, we just kind of laughed about it because neither of us thought that time would ever come. We never imagined that there would be a time where that was possible. But sure enough, here we are 5 years later, and he's my head coach. And I tell you what, man, everything I, dreamed of and thought of about him, it's been all that and then some. We are so similar. It's so funny when, he was going to be a coach, the number one question was like, well, are you guys going to get along? And both of us would just sit there and laugh together because it's like, what do you mean? We love football. We want to win. We love to compete. We love to demand from one another. I demand from him. He demands from me. Yeah, I'm in his ear every day. What do you have for me today? What are you teaching me today? And he's in there pushing me. If I can complete in a practice, go 30 for 31, and we'll spend an hour talking about that one I missed and how that could be the difference in a game. And that's exactly how I want it. And, I think that, obviously we're just getting started. We're trying to put the train on the tracks and just get this thing rolling. But, the fact that he's here for a 10-year deal and all those things, it'll give me, some stability, some same terminology, for a few years, and that's kind of nice.
Derek Carr joining us. You love the game. You love the craft, Derek. One of the things you've talked about is studying Tom Brady. You know, as one Pro Bowl quarterback looking at another Pro Bowl quarterback, I've got to ask, what do you see when you watch him work?
You know, the most amazing thing about Tom, now he is obviously one of the best to ever play the game. And, some of the things I could tell, some of the things that he does that's amazing and all of those things. But I think the thing that he does the very best is he just does his job better than anybody on the field. It's not anything crazy that he's trying to do. Now, he'll make a throw here and there where you're just like in awe, and you're like, wow, that's amazing, just like all the pro quarterbacks do. But the thing that I think Tom does the best is that he just does his job consistently, better than most. And I've just, I've been striving for is that I can – Let's turn those 8 out of 10, spectacular throws and good decisions into 10 out of 10. And so that's one thing that Coach Gruden's been really, really helping me with.
We're talking to Derek Carr. Now, Derek, there's no way you come on this program and we don't talk about your family. We don't talk about your kids. How is the family right now?
Oh, man, they're doing so good. Yes. And I always appreciate that. They're doing so good. Dallas, he'll be 5 here in August. And then little Decker, man, he's already 2. So my wife's already asking for a little girl. So the chances are right now it'll be a boy, but we'll try our best.
You know, let me ask you something. Earlier this month, you and Heather participated in a ribbon-cutting ceremony at Valley Children's Hospital. And in the past, we've talked about that hospital and how much it means to you and your family. But one of the stories you told that day was there was a child there that you had sent a video to, and it was on his first day of chemo. You saw him again on his last day of chemo. What was that like, yeah. And what did that mean to you?
You know, I'm not even kidding. As you tell that story, I get goosebumps because, you know, it shows that we've been committed. You know, we're very loyal to the families there, to the people there, and you know, we've had a shared experience. Now, Dallas didn't have anything like that child was going through, but we have been there. We've been, you know, parents for a patient there, and so we know that any encouragement, any kind of lifting somebody up can help. But, you know, they reached out somehow to me. I forget even how, and I remember sitting on my couch upstairs in my house making the video, and we didn't post it on anything. I just sent them a video privately through somebody. And then I went in to visit, and sure enough, they don't ever tell me, the kids, that I get to, you know, that I get to go visit, because some are obviously having better days than others. And so I showed up, and sure enough, I was right there with the same child who I sent the video to on his first day of chemo. And there on his last day, and his mom told us just how much that meant to him, and that it really encouraged him to really fight. And, you know, and he sure enough, he's doing a great job, and he's doing great now.
What an amazing story. I mean, I can't imagine there's anything that you ever hear that makes you feel better than that.
Yeah, no. Yeah, the fact that he's on his last day, and he, you know, he told me, you know, when he said, hey, I get to go home, and he smiled, that made my day.
Derek Carr, Oakland Raiders quarterback, 3-time Pro Bowler. The Raiders getting ready for the Rams on September 10th. Derek, I appreciate you. I appreciate this conversation. I look forward to it every single time we do it. And thanks so much for coming back on.
Oh, anytime. You know that. Man, much appreciated. God bless you. And hopefully we'll talk soon.
You too, Derek. Thanks so much. Appreciate you too. Derek Carr, Raiders quarterback. He is so good. Got so much it. Great leader. Hyped on John Gruden. And obviously doing so much off the field that you would never even know about. My thanks to Derek Carr and the Raiders. In case you missed it, Mike in Indy, quote, retired. I did my Mike profile. Then Mike called in and said he was, quote, somewhat humbled by the profile. Reminded everybody that he is the best to ever do it. But understands that very few get to go out on their own terms. And he wants to make sure that he goes out on his own terms. Cracked Lev and his team of 30 writers. He can't believe that Lev greenlit those RSVPs. But Mikey is, quote, done. A lot of reaction. First of all, both Lev and Laguna RSVP videos are now on my Facebook page. Search Jim Rome on Facebook so you see that. Cruz Pedregon, first one through on Twitter that I saw. Say it ain't so, Mike. Nicholas Todriff, Mike and freaking Indy, thanks for the memories, thanks for the smack, don't be a stranger in the jungle. At the NY Bozo, if Mike is retired, who will finish second this year? Eric, pretty rich of Mike, whose only response to Lev's dynasty is to call him a bitch, to bitch out on the smack off. Selfish retirement. Huge call. Brought to you by Lumber Liquidators. Let Lumber Liquidators make your job a whole lot easier with their new pro services team. The Pro, exclusive deals and services for all your professional flooring needs. The Pro will get it with their new program. Put the flooring experts on your team today. Visit your local Lumber Liquidator store or go to lumberliquidators.com/prosales. lumberliquidators.com/prosales. Tomorrow we talk about Mike's retirement.